Keweenaw's Classic Hits, 97.7 The Wolf. Time to find out what's going on in Houghton. Susie Landers is here from the City of Houghton. City of Houghton sponsors us, of course, each week. Good morning, Susie.
Good morning, good morning.
It is good to have you back. You were gone last week, and we were lonely without you.
I was enjoying Vermont. It was beautiful. Not as beautiful as here, though.
No.
And you know what I brought back? The only thing I brought back were a couple leaves.
Oh, you didn't bring me...
And there's like, you know, why did you bring leaves? I'm like, I brought two leaves.
Yeah, like we have none here.
Yeah, I know.
Look outside. There are plenty.
I thought it'd be fun just to do that. I gave it to a friend of mine. I'm like, there, you know.
You could come down and collect some from my yard.
Oh, and I could maybe rake some up too, right?
Yeah, you know, you could put a few bushels
of them. As many as I wanted.
Yep, I won't charge you a dime.
Oh, that's you. Giving, giving, giving.
You didn't bring me any maple syrup from Vermont.
I didn't, but...
But I like our local maple syrup too. So
it is good.
Roses are red, violets are purple, sugar is sweet, and so is maple syrup.
Oh, you. Yes, so I mean, we're excited. We've got downtown Houghton. It continues to grow and bring more excitement to the street. And I'm really excited today because, boy, I'm using that word excitement a lot, aren't I?
Well,
I am excited to be here.
It's what happens when you come back from vacation.
Exactly.
I'm going to try it someday.
Three cups of coffee already this morning.
That will certainly do it.
Well, let's first talk about our event, which is just so we can roll into this. We're going to have our event on Saturday, which is called Let's Go Downtown.
Yep.
It's pretty much introducing the new businesses and welcoming them, as well as reintroducing and thanking the businesses that have been there for through the long haul. And
yeah, because some have been there for at least two or three years.
At least.
Centuries.
Exactly.
In cases of some.
So, you know, this is something we've been wanting to do for a couple of years. You know, every time we were planning it, we'd like, oh, wait, but there's another business opening, you know, next month. Let's wait. So finally we're doing it. And exciting is, there we go with that word again,
is
we have a new business that just opened on Sunday or Monday, correct?
On Monday.
This is Amanda, and she is from Impact Custom Graphics.
Yeah, Amanda Johnson, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks
for
having me.
Glad that you have come in. Where are you located downtown?
We are located right across from the post office in Houghton, right next to the subway.
Now, graphics can mean a lot of different things to different people. What kind of graphics do you do?
Well, we can do any custom orders, design. We've done things for like 5Ks, sports organizations, contractors, all sorts of, you know, we can do promotional products and all things like that.
Okay, so this is putting graphics on things.
Yes, exactly.
Like shirts and pants and pens and things of that nature.
Yes, exactly.
So why did you and your husband is Rick, why did you guys decide to open this business up?
Well, my husband has been interested in screen printing for years and started out like kind of like a hobby and just kept growing and growing. And then we merged with the 906 apparel, and now we have them. We carry that as well in our retail store.
Because that's popular stuff.
Very popular.
That 906 stuff. I wish I had thought of turning our area code into a marketing plan.
I know.
Yeah, when I saw that, I thought, oh, gosh, I missed the boat.
That was it. And you should stop in and you should see the great showroom that they have.
Yeah,
I'll tell you, they did
nice.
An amazing job in a short time. Mm-hmm. And they have a lot of different things.
Do you do custom work?
Yes, we do.
So yes, absolutely. If I wanted to have my name on my shirt?
Yep, we can do that.
Instructions so I don't get lost.
Yeah, right.
I mentioned the other day I bought some new shoes. They have memory foam in them. And I'm really, really happy because that way if I get lost, all I have to do is close my eyes and start walking and they'll walk me home, see? So.
We can take any custom orders. You know, if you have a hockey team or things like that, you know, or like we do a lot, like I said, for different running groups. And just recently they did one like a zombie run, so we designed one for, you know, I see you have the keep calm and always air check. Well, we had keep calm and air, you know, whatever it was, and then it said panic, zombies are coming. It was kind of crossed out on the back, you know, stay calm and carry on, but we had, you know, crossed it out and panic, zombies are coming. There you go.
As it says on my cup. It says keep calm and carry
on. Keep calm
on.
And
this
carry on.
This is a birthday gift, isn't it? Yeah.
So do I have to bring you my own artwork for
we
you
can
to
do
work
both.
With? So
we
you,
can,
you can design something
we can
for
design
me.
Something that you're, you know, whatever you have in mind, or if you have something that we can work with, we can do that as well. We can also tweak what you have and work with you and come up with ideas. We love working with our customers. our customer service is key to us. We like to have open communication and make sure our customers are happy, and we like to get things done quickly.
And if I had maybe a group that I was working with that wanted to sell some t-shirts as a fundraiser,
absolutely,
or some hats or something like that.
Yep, we've done a lot of that.
You can help me out with
absolutely
that.
Absolutely. We'd love to help with
that. And if you're thinking about that today while you're listening to the radio, Amanda,
yes,
and her husband
today,
have a great special today.
If you come in today, we'll be giving off 20% to anyone who comes in and mentions that they heard us on the radio today.
Ah,
so 20% off of the retail store.
There you go. That's very, very nice. The other thing I was thinking of is that Christmas is coming up.
Absolutely.
I mean, I live here in the best place on earth. My family is all jealous because I live here in the best place on earth. So,
well, you need to come in and get some gifts and share.
That's what I'm thinking.
Them, right?
That's what I'm thinking. Or maybe even I could make something up custom.
You
that's
absolutely
right.
Saying,
could.
Aren't you jealous that you don't live
yes,
in the best place
yes
on earth?
So, but Merry Christmas.
So,
yes,
you know, for Christmas ideas and things like that, something a little custom, something
yeah
a little personalized.
Right.
Especially when you're like me and you're away from your family, you don't necessarily know what they want or need or what
right
they broke last week and need a new one of, that
yeah
kind of thing.
But stop in and look at their showroom, because I spotted a hat in there. I've told
yeah
probably six people about this amazing, this gorgeous black men's cap with the UP in copper.
In copper.
Oh,
yeah,
it's
really,
it's
really
very classy looking.
Really classy.
If I wore a hat, I would wear that, but I'm
and we also
hats
have license plates, too.
Yes.
So if you want to show off your Copper Country
and you
pride
make like little decals
yes
and stuff like
yep
that. So
a lot of decals and different things like that. You know, we like to see them in the windows of cars going by. It's like, hey, there's, you know, Sporting 906 and Impact.
This is just sounding like a lot of fun.
It is. Yeah, it's definitely a lot
so
of fun.
So there's another reason to come downtown on Saturday
we
to
even
see
have
these new businesses.
We even have. We're stocked up with Sisu gear. So we have scarves and hats. So when it's going to start to get cold and you want to, you know, show your Finnish pride, well,
they've got
yeah
it.
Put that Sisu stuff on and then you can spend your days when you're out of the area explaining what Sisu means.
Exactly. Right, right.
So again, you're where downtown?
We are right across from, or right next to the Subway restaurant there and across from, well, the post office and
kind of Copper Range Abstract.
Copper Range Abstract and Title.
They're also yeah in that same building that one of our
Salon
other new
by
business
Michelle.
No, not Salon, but Radiance.
Radiance. Okay.
It's Michelle Kowalski's business, and she's right in that same building. So it's where the old recruiter station was, so it's easy
yes
going in. And speaking of that spot, that is where our magician is going to be on Saturday.
Yeah, da,
yay,
da, 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 da.
Yes, so that's going to be a great little spot. You can pull in and bring the children and watch our magician. We're hoping, yes. We're also hoping she's kidding. She's like, what about
yeah, charades don't work on the radio. I'm sorry.
Well,
Amanda,
she didn't want to mention. We are going to hopefully have some face painting up there also, but that's just kind of the start of our event up on that part of Sheldon, and we're going to have musicians throughout the, just scattered randomly. And speaking of musicians or entertainers, I still have spots for any musicians that want to do some busking or not. Todd, I'm all filled up with ukulele players.
I want to play the ukulele. Maybe I should bring my tuba instead.
That would work. Do the
yeah
tuba.
There you go. It's probably going to be a little cold for the tuba.
No, it's
going to
be 50s and sunny.
That's cold for a tuba. Oh. You haven't played
I
a tuba?
No, I haven't.
You get down below about 60 degrees, that mouthpiece gets really, really cold.
So aside from just the fun, festive feeling of being downtown, the stores, there's a lot of stores that are going to be having sidewalk sales, specials going on. I know, Amanda.
We're
going to
do some giveaways
and stuff.
So come on in and sign up.
I know there's going to be some hot cider going on. There's going to be some baked goods around. I'm actually hoping, too, to have... Oh, no, I'm not going to mention that. You just have to come downtown and check
yeah
it out.
Yeah,
I'm just going to give my
one...
I know
some of the restaurants are going to have some specials.
Right, like the library is bringing back a couple old menu items that were really popular, you know, years and years ago. So if you want to check that out, that's going to be exciting. And I think Surplus
There's
Outlet...
a line here about how it's nice they cleaned out the back of the refrigerator, but I won't go there.
But I know a lot of the stores, like I said, are having big sales and... you know, different little fun events. So it's just kind of a great time to finally take that walk that we always talk about
yeah
through your downtown to see what's new there, because we just assume, and it's really changing every month. I see big changes.
Yep. 1 o'clock until 4 o'clock.
1 to 4.
We'll be broadcasting live from noon until 2. We always like to start a little bit early so that folks have a chance to get into town and make the decision to go.
And
downtown.
Rich, the chainsaw guy, is going to be there too.
Yes, and so he is just fascinating.
He is. He is. I really want him right on the main street. He's like, Susie, he said, this isn't like ice carving like we did before. He said, there is going to be wood chips yes, flying. I'm like, but I really want to. So he's going to actually be nestled in between the Douglas House building and the Wells Fargo parking deck. So that's where you'll be able to watch him and be able to pick up some of his art also.
The other thing I want to mention that's going on Saturday is the Carnegie Museum's Night at the Museum.
Yes, great event, a great opportunity to sponsor or to support, I should say, support a little gem in our community that a lot of people don't realize we have. Yeah. So when you're downtown on Saturday, please take time and stop in at the Carnegie.
Yeah, and they're going to be running from 5 until 8, kind of an Oktoberfest theme thing. They'll have some brats and pretzels and some polka music, I'm sure, and things like that. They're going to have some
bluegrass music.
Yeah, that's right. Keweenaw Bluegrass is going to be there. And they're going to have some beers you can sample from some of our local microbreweries.
Wonderful.
So it's a great way to support the library, the what used to be the library.
Right, right.
I'm still so old. Anytime I think of Carnegie and a building,
well, so we've
I think
got the old library, the library, and the library bar. So, I mean,
know.
It gets a little confusing.
Definitely.
You can spend your entire Saturday at the library.
But also, I just want to, maybe I'll throw out my number in case that we do have any entertainers or musicians that want to still grab a spot. Or I'm looking for people that would like to do a few games on the street also. So if you have a service organization or a group that would love to, your sorority, fraternity, anybody that wants to come downtown, please, please give me a ring. It's going to be a beautiful day and you'll want to be a part of this. My number is 370-3110.
370-3110. That'll get Susie. And thanks again to Amanda Johnson from Impact Custom Graphics for coming in. You guys have a Facebook page or website or something like that?
I can leave all the information with you. But our web address is impact906.com. And on Facebook, it's Impact Custom Graphics.
And stop in and see them today. They have wonderful stuff.
Mention the radio ad.
Mention the radio ad, yes. You get 20%
off. That is great.
So that's what we've got from what's going on downtown in Houlton. Next week, we'll talk a little bit more about Treat Street.
We will. We've got a busy October.
Yes, that's coming up as well. Keweenaw's Classic Hits, 97.7 The Wolf.